This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. I'm Roshan Kunnison and you're listening to Ringgit & Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. Now, you've heard a lot about financial advisors on the show. And I guess a lot of the questions that come about is, how do I even start looking for a financial advisor? I'll be exploring this topic with Elvin Tan, President of the Association of Financial Advisors. Welcome to the show, Elvin.
Thank you, Roshan.
So, Elvin, let's start with the very beginning. Do I even need a financial advisor?
Well, that's actually a good question to start off. The short answer is yes, you probably do. Financial advisors basically is a professional that they can assist you in helping with your finances in a number of ways. For example, it can help you on your investings, financial planning, risk and protection, retirement planning, and more. You see, money is a complicated and emotional thing. So some financial decisions call for reinforcement. So hence, whether you're making a right investment decision, whether you're making adequate cover in terms of your life insurance. So financial advisors are there to actually reinforce that idea and ensure those are in line with your financial goals.
All right, great. Yeah, so the bottom line is money is complicated, finance is complicated. Don't be ashamed to ask for help. Now, let's say someone listening to this has now decided, I want to get a financial advisor. Where do they even start? What are the different types of financial advisors out there?
Okay, in Malaysia context, generally we have two types because we have two regulators governing our activities. So for investment and financial planning, that is actually governing under the Securities Commission of Malaysia. Then you have insurance and financial advisories that is actually governed under the Bank Negara Malaysia. So two different set of regulators governing two different sets of regulators. So in nutshell, if you're looking for investment planning or advice, then you should actually look for a licensed financial planner regulated by SC or licensed by SC. If you're looking for risk protection planning, then you have to look for approved financial advisor rep. So if you basically you're looking at comprehensive covering the insurance side and the investment side, then my suggestion to you is actually look for the one that have two licenses.
All right. So what is the official terminology again? So one is a licensed financial planner?
For SC side, it's called licensed financial planner. Then the Bank Negara side would be referred as an approved financial advisor rep.
Okay. And So when I look for these financial advisors, what do I need to see for in their name?
Basically, you have to look at, I think the easiest to check is actually you can check with Bank Negara website or SC websites. You can actually key their name or their ICS number. So if their name appeared on the website, then that's basically the genuine financial planner or financial advisor you approach.
Right, but a financial planner can be both or either.
Yes, correct. You're right.
All right. So when it comes to your association, are you looking at both of the different types of financial advisors?
We are basically represented by the member firm, basically the entity, the company. Then the company in turn will actually look after their members, their so-called their advisors. So on our end, well, this year, basically our plan was actually coming up with a central register. So that is also helpful to the public. It assumes that they need to check whether these particular advisors are actually attached or licensed with us. Then they can actually have a public domain to check with.
Right, that would be very helpful.
Yes.
So with regards to yourselves, you liaise with the companies and the companies have the different financial planners under their roster.
Yes, correct.
And so let's talk about the roles of these financial advisors then, because that's really what it all comes down to. What can these advisors help me out with? So let's talk about the licensed financial planner. You illustrated a little bit just now, but
yes,
let's
correct.
Dive a little deeper. Mm-hmm. This is about investment and financial planning.
Yes, correct. So basically, I think whether it's financial planner or financial advisors, regardless of each regulators, I think the fundamental is still the same. Basically, as a financial advisor, the number one rule is actually client first. We act on our customers' interests. I think there's actually a difference between financial advisors and agent. If you look at a contract between a principal agent's relationship, that's where actually the agent lies with. They actually represent the principal firm. Whereas as an FA or financial advisors, we represent the customers. That's why if you look at the contract that we actually have with our product provider, our contract is mainly on business-to-business distribution contract. So basically, we're not an agent of the principal firm. We're agent to the customers. So that actually draws the difference.
Right, so let's break that down. So yes, that's a big thing in Malaysia, right? A lot of the times we get our financial advice from someone selling the product.
Yes, correct.
Whether it's agents, unit trust. So that's why unit trust is very big in Malaysia and it's been for a very long time. But that's not necessarily financial planning, right? It's not comprehensive. It's a single product.
Well, if you mention, Roshan, about financial planning, basically we have a process, this SOP process we follow through. Normally, if you look at the six steps, we call the six steps financial planning process. First thing we do is actually we establish and defining the client-planner relationship with the particular client. Then second is actually we have what I call a gathering process, gathering the client data, including their needs, their goals. Yeah. And then third thing, what will happen is actually after we gather the data, we will analyze and evaluating their current financial status and see where they are. And then the fourth step is that actually we're going to develop and present a recommendation or an alternative to them. And then the fifth one will be implementing the recommendation. Then the last one will have monitoring and review those recommendations from time to time. Yeah. So basically, these are basically a six steps. But I can understand that financial product distribution have been around for some time. And it's actually a journey. Probably in the earlier stage, you start off with a lot of product selling. But I think today's when consumers become more complex, they are more well-educated. So that's why you see there's a trend of going into advisory. That's actually where we lie in.
Right. So the duty with financial advisors lies with the clients themselves. Mm-hmm. And this is very, very important to note because it's you don't want any doubt that your advisor is working for your benefit.
Yeah. I think the better analogy that I'll probably prefer to use here, let's say we have an analogy on a car rally race. So you've got a driver and then you have a navigator. So who's the driver? Basically, the client is the driver. As a financial planner, we are the navigator. So what does the navigator do? Basically, they'll help the driver to navigate the path. They'll tell them when to slow down, when to accelerate, where will be the next corner, and where is going to be the slope, where is it going to be a blind spot. So all this will actually lump the driver. But at the end of the day, we have to make sure that it's the driver's responsibility to win that race. So as a financial planner, we only there to assist the customers. Yeah. So I think recently also I found out an article. I think it's quite interesting. They say, doctor actually don't make you healthy. Yeah. Teacher don't make you learn. Or trainer don't make you fit. Here I want to put that financial advisors don't make you rich. At some point, you have to realize your growth is your responsibility.
So all of this sounds great. And, mm-hmm. It sounds like everybody needs a financial advisor. Everyone should get a financial advisor. But a big part of this conversation comes down to also cost and whether your situation requires a financial advisor. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. I'm speaking to Alvin Tan, president of the Association of Financial Advisors. You're tuned in to Ringgit & Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9, thanks for staying with us here on Ringgit & Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. I'm speaking to Alvin Tan, president of the Association of Financial Advisors. And today we're talking about whether you need a financial advisor. Alvin, let's get to the main question here. Mm-hmm. Can I afford a financial advisor? Because rates can range between hourly to sessions, right? So we talked about the six steps yes. earlier.
Yep.
How much would something like that cost?
Well, I mean, the real question you should ask before you're asking about can I afford, the real question you need to ask yourself is that can I afford not to have a financial advisor? So I think despite the popular belief that the financial advisors are for the rich and famous, in many circumstances, it is not. It's actually available to everybody. Yeah. So in terms of the cost, there's actually, generally, there are two types of financial advisors, whether it's commission-based or a fee-only type of financial planners out there. So if you look at commission-based, that's actually more of a popular choices out there. So hence, the advisors actually take commissions from the product providers. So some may accuse that actually more biased because they take product commission from the product owners. But there's actually very little evidence or report showing such there's a conflict lying. I think as long as there's a disclosure being disclosed, how much commissions going to be received from the product owners, then I believe then about it will actually help the process with the customers as well. Then the next one, we talk about fee only, where customers actually pay the fee. Yeah. The advisors take nothing from the providers. So I think all in all, at the end of the day, then the client had to think whether they can actually really fork out some of the commission. But again, this is may not be a popular choice because customers need to pay money for that. Yeah, I don't see that Malaysia yet. I think Malaysia still, we find it, there's a hybrid model. There's a hybrid between a fee and commission, yeah, whereby the financial planner will charge an hourly fee or a session fee on the construction of the financial plan. So if, let's say, for example, that the product implementation is conducted through the financial planner, I believe certain so-called rebate on the financial planning fee will be rebated back to the customers again. Yeah.
So on the balance of things, theoretically, I'm more inclined to be in support of fee only, simply because, not to say anything about the financial advisors, but it's just about eliminating conflict. But the real world situation is sometimes it's more expensive, right? And at least from a commission supported financial advisor, that may not be such an issue.
Well, I mean, it all depends on whether market readiness. Sometimes we felt that market may not be ready to actually go into fee based. Because if you talk about fee based only, then probably the only middle to upper class people can actually afford it. So what happened to those lower group of people? Mm-hmm. They may not able to afford your financial planning advice because they may not afford to pay your fee. So hence probably the product commission can assist in that way. I think that also helps when nation are moving more to develop status and all those, then probably I would say that, yeah, there will be a fee-based model. But I think it's a journey. As I mentioned, it's actually a journey.
So at this point, the point you've made there is very important, right? Affordability. And as long as advisors are being transparent with the fees, with the commissions they're getting, I think that's a step in the right direction.
Correct.
Because at least the client is aware of all the different variables at play.
I think regulators also in this manner also play a part. Like for example, in our industry, for any insurance plan that we actually advise or recommend to our customers, they actually fall under the recent balance scorecard introduced by Bank Negara. So one of the KPI, the balance scorecard, we need to have ensure minimum two comparison. We actually presented to customers. So the customers can see actually whether we have two comparison or three comparison to you. And whatever product that you do, yes, we do have product commission because financial planner need to be paid anyhow. Yeah. But at least as long as there's comparison, there's disclosure, I think if everybody knows their role, I think it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's a balance there, right? Because you say so rightly, financial planners need to be paid. Everyone should be paid for the work they provide. And it's just about laying your cards on the table and ensuring that your client knows what they're getting into. And you're exactly right. If it's only fee-based, there is an entire subset of people who are going to be excluded from getting financial advice. So let's talk about the considerations I need to think about before I get a financial advisor. What's the first thing I need to think about? Fee aside.
Let's say fee aside, I think majority people would probably need a financial planning advice. For example, your life circumstances may change. Probably in the past, you're just a single. Then after that, you probably get married, you have children. So your life circumstances have changes. Your needs, your objective have changed in your lifetime. So I think because of all those changes in your life, you're not so sure anymore whether I'm making the right decision or not, investing to this, whether am I having fully covered to ensure that if anything happened to me, at least my dependents or my family members will be taken care of. So you need assurance of this. So that's where the financial planners will go. So the consideration should be if there's changes in your life situation that you think that I need help, then you need to seek for help.
And then the advisor will sit down and go through what's happening.
Yes, correct, correct.
And what is that process called? Is it a diagnostic? Is it the first meeting?
Well, we will call that as a gathering process. Basically, before we even offer you an implementation of products or even solution to your situation, we need to understand where you are right now. Then what's your challenges? Yeah. So I think that's basically a diagnostic or we call it as a KYC, know your customers. Yeah.
And what is preventing individuals from doing this on their own?
I wouldn't say that it's actually preventing on doing it on their own. I think the matter is actually whether are they aware they have these challenges or not. Some of them may find that, hey, I actually know everything. I can actually do it myself. I don't need a financial planner. But many of times, they will realize that whatever decision they make, somehow or other, it doesn't actually in line with that goal. So I believe sometimes you need, that's why I say the driver and the navigator. You need the navigator to actually tell you where you are. Are you heading to the right direction or not? That's where our role as a financial are.
And of course, you are also more aware of the financial products out there. And well, yes. This is your job, right? You would go to a doctor for a diagnosis. You would go to a specialist for a certain thing. And I think more and more, we need to be aware of the fact that finances are complicated. Money is a complicated matter. And there's nothing wrong with getting help in this regard. In the same way, you would go to a doctor.
Yeah, I think it's correct to put it that way because nowadays, financial products are getting more sophisticated. Whether you need to have this rider, that rider, whether this rider will help me or that rider will help me. So it becomes so complicated that sometimes consumer or public may not be able to comprehend. So hence, it's a job for financial planner. Always be stressed on two things, KYC and KYP. One is know your client. One is know your product. So because we need to know you and also we need to understand the products available in the market or the solutions available in the market, only then we're able to actually prescribe the right solution to you.
So Alvin, before we end, I want to ask you, what is the first thing you advise your clients when you meet them? Or what's the most important financial advice you give to your clients at the first one of the first meetings?
For the first so-called diagnostic, I think it's important for every financial planner, they will look at the basic fundamental. So if you look at the basic fundamental, always as a financial planner, we look at their financial protection, whether you're doing enough for your financial protection. So hence, insurance will come in. So only then you have probably after you're adequately covered, then we move on to the next stage about how to save and grow your investment. Yeah. So basically, that's basically the steps that we actually do.
And do you have any advice for everyone listening right now?
Well, I think, I think looking at current environment that a lot of research are pointing that we may have a recession soon, I believe don't overspend. Yeah. Don't overspend and try to deleverage as much as possible. Don't keep borrow. Yeah, so because we may enter to a tough time. So preserve your cash. I think that's important.
All right. And on that note, I'd like to thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you, Roshan, for inviting us.
I was speaking to Alvin Tan, president of the Association of Financial Advisors. This was Ring It and Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. Up next, the 10 a.m. News Bulletin and then Enterprise. I'm Roshan Kanasan, signing off for The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.